Thanks. So this is the insect right here that I'm going to be talking about, the oriental fruit fly. And I had just about everybody but George Bush help me with these studies, but I wanted to recognize John Stark, Jaime Pinheiro, and Ron Mao from the University of Hawaii. Agenor, Reg, and Anna were very helpful from ISCA, and Mark Hertline. So over 90% of the day-signed flies, which include the Bactricera and Daica species, respond to either methyl eugenol or Q-lore. And at least 176 species of the day signs are attracted to either Q-lure or raspberry ketone, and 58 species to methyl eugenol. And of the 73 species of day sign flies that are agricultural pests, 41 respond to Q-lure, raspberry ketone, and 22 to methyl eugenol, and 10 to neither. So, that's one of the reasons why these two compounds are so important to people that try to control fruit flies or at least detect them. Male annihilation, this was methyl eugenol and a toxicant. They were using malathion and NALED, was used to eradicate oriental fruit fly from Rota, Saipan, and Okinawa. Male annihilation with Q-lure has been used to reduce the population by 99%. And Minugel is used for spot applications to telephone poles or trees in California during male annihilation programs, and I'll show you something about that. And this is what's referred to as Minugel treatments, and it's adipolgite clay. It's a very dry, dusty material, and you just basically add about 50% methyl eugenol and dibrome, and they go up and down the streets putting this on telephone poles. And of course, all you're aware that, you know, organophosphate insecticides have been implicated with secondary outbreaks of other insects, negative effects on beneficials, environmental contamination, and there's the issue of adverse effects on human health. And of course, registration of any of these compounds is in doubt, particularly if you're going to be spraying them on telephone poles in residential areas. So there's there's been an effort to replace these the Minugel treatments in California, and so we received some IR4 money and some money from CDFA, and specifically they wanted a reduced risk insecticide included in a replacement. So we took spinosad, and we combined it with SPLAT, which, for those not familiar with it, it's an acronym for Specialized Pheromone and Lure Application Technology. And it's a waxy material that you can include any variety of attractants or pheromones. And most importantly, you could make it into a sprayable formulation. And in our instance, we've basically put it into a dollop formulation that we could do some tests on. So spinosad male annihilation treatments would reduce the need for the organophosphates for fruit fly control, and spinosad demonstrates lower mammalian and environmental toxicity with reduced risk to human and wildlife than traditional insecticides, and it's even allowed in organically certified orchards. So we have used spinosad in the formulation of GF120, and people are actually able to ship those fruits out of their farms, and they have a organic certification on them. And then also, a SPLAT may provide a longer lasting material, and a lot of tests have shown that the Minugel treatment is not that long-lived. So I'm going to review some experiments that we did in California, these were done in Hawaii, and then the next experiments were done in California. They were done in Riverside. But basically, we just took small amounts of this material. We put them on these wooden discs, and we aged them. And these were some of the initial results that we got. This would be the control treatment, the Minugel with Naled, that we were trying to match. And then this middle column was the splat and spinosad. And then this first column was splat and Naled. And due to the experimental design where we were rotating, we summarized the data in these 3 week intervals. And if you look at the data, there were not many differences during the first two time periods. But then when you got down to 7 to 9 weeks, if you compared the splat spinosad to the Minugel Naled, there was a significant difference. And then with the last evaluation period, there was a significant difference. And interestingly, if you just looked at the splat with the Naled, it did better than the Minugel Naled. So basically, this Minugel is not a particularly good carrier. It was originally put into the mixture as an anti-splash agent. So even though they call it a gel, it's really not much of a gel. So we conducted basically three tests. These were done in Hawaii, and the aging was done in Riverside, California. Reg, Anna, and Agenor did the aging, and they were the material was put on small wooden tongue depressors, and it was shipped to Hawaii for evaluation against the fruit flies, and it was also shipped to Indianapolis for chemical analysis. But I'm just going to show the bioassays that we did in Hawaii. And the 1 week, with this would have been small bucket traps that were put out in a papaya field where there are large populations of oriental fruit fly. We'd leave the traps out there for 30 minutes, and then we would bring the captures into the lab, and then we'd hold them for 4 or 24 hours. And if you take a look, as far as attraction goes, if you took a look at the spinosad versus the Naled, they both were equivalent as far as attractancy goes. And if you held the flies for 24 hours, you got 100% mortality with most materials. Something interesting, whenever you're dealing with these reduced risk insecticides, you have to actually hold them longer. The flies will die if you hold them longer. Oftentimes, if you do your evaluation during a short time interval, you won't see any statistical difference. We went out to 4 weeks with these data, and again, there was equivalent attraction in the traps that were baited with the spinosad and methyl eugenol that was equivalent to the Minugel methyl eugenol Naled. And then we also got 100% kill if we held them with the material that had been in the field for four weeks. Then these were some cage studies. These were some large cages. We took groups of males of known ages, and then we assessed the mortality at 4 hours and 24 hours. Again, we had material that had been out in the sun in Riverside for 1 week, and then we had material for 4 weeks. And again, the mortality was very similar. There was no statistical difference between the spinosad and the Naled product. For 4 weeks old, there was also no difference. And we've since carried these tests out to 8 weeks, where we shipped the tongue depressors that have been out in the field for 8 weeks, and the results are pretty much similar. And then this was the last study that we did. This was a feeding study, and we took individual males. We exposed them to the material for 5 minutes, and then we assessed the mortality again at 4 and 24 hours. And again, looking at a statistical comparison, there was no difference. So, in conclusion, for those the three tests, for the attraction test, the cage attraction test, and the feeding test, We found basically no difference between the NALID and the spinosad material. They were basically equivalent. In the field cage studies, the same thing. The results were equivalent for both materials. And then in the feeding tests, the splat spinosad was equivalent to the MinuGel NALID at 1 and 4 weeks. So spinosad has low contact toxicity when mixed with splat, MAD-ME, and offers a reduced risk alternative for control of oriental fruit fly without many of the negative effects to humans and non-targets of broad spectrum contact poisons such as NALID. So we're going to be pursuing the same material with a number of attractants, and then we're also going to finish up the chemical analysis with the through Ray Boucher at Dow AgriSciences. So with that, mahalo. Thank you for your attention. So does anybody have any questions? It's, you know, there's Luc LeBlanc's here. He's our expert on the non-targets. But for the most part, we've been doing a lot of studies on that. And we found that a lot of the attraction of non-targets to some, particularly the methyl eugenol traps, the flies were coming to the decomposing fruit flies that were in the traps. So they weren't actually going to the methyl eugenol. But there are some reports, bees are one, and then there are a few endemics. But you could ask Luke, he could tell you the exact species that have been coming. But the good news is the attraction is a lot less than we thought it would be. So, but he's doing his PhD on this, so if you really have some specific questions, he'd be happy to answer them. Any other questions? We got to move on. Thanks.